With a time of 13 minutes past out of 10, well, up to 14 minutes now. How are you doing, Lagos, Nigeria? Welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, I wanted to take a moment this morning, just like we took a moment to play that piece of music, to breathe deep, you know, inhale and exhale deeply. Just feel every moment. If you can, close your eyes, except if you're driving, don't close your eyes, all right? Try to take a second, even if it's just 1 minute, to breathe deep and let it out slowly. Yeah, it's an exercise that we should practice on a daily basis. I do it all the time, especially when my head went blue. You know, when a lot of things try to come into my head, and I'm not talking about just thoughts of things that should be done, or things that have been done, or things that, you know, are ahead of us. Sometimes it could be overwhelming, and that works for me a lot. I take a moment, I just blank out every other activity, and then concentrate on that breathing exercise. I know experts will tell you that it's quite a big deal, especially with the time that we live in, where there are so many voices all around, physical voices, spiritual voices all around. Our minds are wandering left, right, center, trying to find out what the next step would be. I know some of us want to get carried away with the activities that we are, part of on a daily basis. But the truth is, at the end of the day, no matter how much noise you create to try to distract your mind from what is, and you still get back to that position where you remind yourself that, man, this is what it is, all right? But I want to take out some time just to have a moment of breathing exercise, even if it's just 1 minute, and do that. And tell me how you feel afterwards, all right? It's something that I practice and it works for me, and I believe it's a good way to start. I know Andrea also does that from time to time, and that's a statement of fact. Welcome, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you doing today? Well, it's a great delight to have you join us on the show today. We are the Techers, and I've got Andrea Odobi Teke, whose voice you'll be listening to in just a moment. No, not to worry. Even I say just a moment, I mean the words. In just a moment, you hear from her. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Welcome to What's Up Lagos this morning, Lagos, Nigeria, as we take you across the city right now to bring you reports of what's happening in our neighborhood. We'd like to hear from you, from your perspective, what your observation has been, what's happening with you wherever you are. I want to believe you took out that 1 minute to do that exercise. If you haven't, don't call me until you do that, okay? If you're driving, if it's possible for you to find a safe place to park and just take that moment, take that break for a moment. It's going to help you mentally. It's going to help you psychologically. It's even going to boost your health generally, guys. That's what experts have said, and I believe it's something we all can do. Now, as you know, the show starts with us taking you across the city of Lagos from the mainland to the island to find out what's happening in our lungus on a daily basis. And that's what we are going to start the show with today. Being a Wednesday also, you know that every Wednesday, as a day dedicated for technology, would have a Nigeria's number one technology information show come on board at 11 o'clock, and that would be Techie Talk with the Tech. Is right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. We hear this news around the Twitter ban. Hopefully, maybe Twitter will be back very soon. We get to bring that your way. Also, we have some gist about cybersecurity. We'll be hearing from Lagosians and Nigerians at large on their cybersecurity story as you proceed on the show on Techie Talk much later. But for now, it is your time, your mic, your voice, your time indeed, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. Tell me what's happening in your neighborhood. Call us. Scream, what's up, Lagos? And then tell us where you're calling from and where you're repping. So I'll give you the phone lines quickly. So ladies first. So ladies and gentlemen, these are the numbers for... These numbers represent the number that you can call to be a part, especially if you're a lady. First of all, 01465-7190. Or shall I say 01465-7190. That's the number for ladies only. And if you are a man out there, you can call 0700-993-993-993. Yeah. Right. For those who would like to send us a message via WhatsApp, the number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Those are the numbers. Let's find out how you feel this morning and what's going on in your neighborhood. Well, today being the 15th day in the month of September, we're indeed the Ember Month, and we are glad to be alive indeed. Well, just to remind you again, if you're born today in history and you want us to celebrate with you much later on the show, do not forget to also let us know, and we can celebrate. We hear that a number of people were born today, and when the time is right, we'll get into the conversation straight up as we proceed. Also get set to be share with us your cybersecurity story today, as we'll be looking at that in just a moment. It's a major conversation, and we'll be narrowing in down to what happens. We hear that there's been a lot of reports, or there have been reports about people being defrauded after taking loan or getting a loan through some of these cash loan apps, as it were. If you had such an experience, we'd like to talk about that today at 11 o'clock on Techie Talk, as we also look at the cybersecurity in general, things we need to know and how we can protect ourselves being online. That will be our Techie Talk conversation today. So stick around for 11 o'clock. That will be what we'll be talking about. Ladies, the number is 01465-7190 and 01465-7190. And men and everybody else. I mean, of course, ladies and gentlemen, right? All right, it's 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you doing, sir? Who do we have?
This is Greg Teddy Bear Ojekwa.
Welcome, Greg. I love the sound of your name. Where are you calling from?
Right now, I'm calling you from Okota.
Fantastic. So what's going on in Okota?
It's not just Okota. I later found out it's happened in several parts of the state now, and I think it's something the Lagos State government and police command should look into. It is the increased rate, because it has always been there, but now it has taken a new dimension of car vandalization.
Wow.
A week ago now, they came to my neighborhood. My car was vandalized, every sensitive. I'm lucky I still had the brain box, you know, at the end of it all, about 15 other cars. When my mechanic got to the market to, you know, get some of those parts back, he ran into another colleague of his who operates at Ogba. And that one had also come to buy parts for a customer whose car had been vandalized, along with several others, that same Sunday night preceding Monday, a week ago.
Wow.
An uncle of mine called from First Act to, you know, sympathize with me and told me that they came to the close in First Act.
Okay.
Pointed a gun at their security guard, ordered him to open the gate leading to the close.
Wow.
Which the security guard did, and they vandalized all the cars parked on the streets. Another colleague of mine who called to sympathize also told me that they came to her neighborhood, and they vandalized the car to the point of removing the exhaust pipe.
Wow.
Imagine that amount of time. They removed her exhaust pipe. The same thing, in Ikeja, I was discussing my colleague, they said it's not just even car vandalism. Somewhere in Ikeja, they actually came to rob a house on the street. The following week, they came to rob another house on that same street.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
In Mushi, you know, when something happens to you, you share with people. People now tell you their experiences. The same thing happened somewhere on Palm Avenue in Mushi. Mm-hmm. These guys came with a gun. They were vandalizing vehicles. One of the neighbors overheard them, woke up, say, Oli, say, yeah, calm down now. Calm down. I come and shout Oli. They pointed the gun at him. He kept quiet. Every other person woke up, but they couldn't calm down.
In Lagos.
In Lagos. Within, right. Everything I'm telling you now has happened within the space of 1 month.
All
that's
right.
Why I started by saying it's on the increase because, you know, we've always known vandalism, you know, pockets of armed robbery are there. But within the space of 1 month, what I have heard from narrating my experience with my colleagues and friends has left me scared beyond words. It is, and why I am putting this out there is by the time they finish with vandalizing cars on the streets, because now it shows that they can operate on the streets for about 2 to 3 hours, nothing happens. Will they be tempted to do more than that? You know where I'm going to.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for bringing this information our way. And this is exactly what we are here for. And I'm going to pass this information just the way you said it, just like others have heard, across to the State PPRO and indeed the Lagos State Police Command and every other security agent that should know about this and do something about the situation. I mean, sorry about your experience and thanks again for calling us this morning. Well, you heard from Greg there. Really sad story. You know, car vandalization has been a thing, I mean, long before now. But we hear there's a recent trend right now and it's common around Okota, Festa, Kikeja, mostly in the mainland. I've heard of a number of stories like that on the island. I interact with the police officers from time to time who are on the road to work and I got a report of how they vandalize vehicles sometimes. In fact, even snatching of vehicles, you know, at gunpoint, at some points along even the Lekki Epe Express Road. And we've heard these reports a number of times, and I'm happy that someone brought it again to the fore today on What's Up Lagos on Nigeria Info. This is calling on the State PPRO, and indeed, Lagos State Police Command respect to do what the needful to ensure that this can be stopped. You know, we cannot allow people who are struggling on a daily basis go through this kind of experience, Andrea.
That's right. I mean, it's very disheartening to hear such stories. I don't know. I feel very... Trust me, it breaks my heart. I remember this cab driver who was sharing his experience as to how that in front of him, he witnessed how that this man came out from nowhere with their guns to attack this gentleman in his car right in front of him. He said he does not know how he was saved from those guys, but they targeted that guy in front of him at gunpoint, brought him out of the car, you know, took out some valuables from the car, you know, and I don't know. It's just terrible.
Wow, that's right. What's Up Lagos is here. We'll be back.
Welcome, Lagos. 10:33 on the clock is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Check your time. I've said that before. 10:33. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odwobi Teker.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teker.
That's right. It's the feel of Lagos right now. We're still asking what's going on around your area. How are you feeling? Do you want to share that with us? The last call really, really got me in my feelings. Not in a good way, but it didn't make me feel good at all.
The only good thing about it is that it's on public domain now.
Yeah.
And we know for sure that the authorities that be listen to Nigeria Info.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they've heard complaints from victims of robbery, of vandalization.
Car vandalization.
Absolutely. Calling the radio station to embarrass Lagos. If I was the governor of right now, I'd be like, Godi, I have to do something. But you know, I just wonder if they're listening and they can do something about this.
Areas specifically Okota, Festa, Ikeja.
And most areas on the mainland. And we know that it's a common thing around Lagos, but these are the reports that we've gotten that they operate for like 3 hours. In fact, that neighbor came out, you know, that kind of situation. When the guy was mentioning it, I mean, I almost laughed, but it's not a laughing matter.
Yeah.
You know, he said, a neighbor came out and said, Oli, 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 they showed him, was Oli, oh yeah, look, he said, sorry,
wow.
Sorry,
wow.
No, Oli, no, Oli.
Wow.
No, that reminds me of a story of a. Wow. You know, it does remind me of a story. Mm. Some years ago, I heard a story of a family. I don't know if I shared this on radio before. And their dad, so was upstairs. The other house that was upstairs in his room. And then Amrobas came into the house. The children, they were all downstairs. They're not kids. They were adult children. I mean, they were grown adults. And the Amrobas were in the house. So one of them, they had captured those who were in the sitting room. So one of them was in between the where the dad was and where the Amrobas were. They hadn't reached him. Okay. So he now ran upstairs and said, Daddy. Oli. The daddy opened, he knocked the door, Tani, he opened the door and said, okay. So oli. So thieves. And the daddy said, hey, oli. Daddy closed the door against him. He didn't tell him to come, you know. Went to the balcony at the back. I was screaming, ole. If you were the one, how would you perceive the dad?
Are you serious?
He went to scream, ole.
Oh my God. Anyway, maybe that's the best way he thought he could have, you know.
You know, helped the situation. But he locked the child out.
Ah, no.
He said, go, they should catch you there. They know you're here. At least they know you're here. So, I mean, when the friend of mine was sharing the story, he said, actually, it's because the dad was so scared that he was a
confused.
Super. Yeah, he was scared and confused. Yeah, he didn't know what to do. At the time. So they didn't hold it against him.
Man,
so,
it's not a good situation.
It is not.
Trust me. It's not.
And we shouldn't be experiencing this on the road. Broad daylight. People vandalizing people's vehicles.
Not a good.
You know, and beating security of estates. And this is time that estate security should stop. You know, all your security levy you're collecting here and there. It's time to improvise. You can't just put one or two people at the gate who are human beings who most times will even sleep. We got to sleep. They're human beings. Mm-hmm. How many estates have you gone in the night and you see them? They're active. The security are active. At night. I can't blame them. They're human beings. Yeah. How much are you paying them by the end of the day? How many of them? One person will run morning to night. And I mean, it's time for you to upgrade your security architecture at several estates where people live. Because the lives of people are in your hands and they're paying levies. If you have to increase the levy and then get better security. Then good. CCTVs are not expensive. I mean, if someone is vandalizing in a place for 3 hours and no CCTVs to trace anybody, they know there's no CCTV or whatever, or the streets are not lit, there's darkness at night.
Yeah.
I mean, that can help in any way.
You see, the matter of this CCTV over thing, I think I don't know how we understand how that CCTV works. You monitor it live as is, you know, ongoing. So people these days install this CCTV.
Yeah.
And leave it and go about their business without monitoring what's going on.
So when something happens,
they remember that they have CCTV to go and check.
Or let's call the camera.
You know, and check what happened. Meanwhile, the incident must have, you know, gone bad.
Yep.
Or even worse.
That's right. I mean, we cannot afford to lose valuables anymore to criminals and thieves and individuals who are out there to, rob people. We can avoid that if only we took our security seriously.
That's right.
Well, let's get back to the calls now. 0700-993-993-993.
The female-only line is 01465-7190.
And you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Don't let these stories you're hearing weigh you down. Don't forget what I talked about and what we always do on the show. It's a good vibe show.
Positive vibe.
Absolutely. We want you to get excited about life because we believe that, hey, man, if you're not happy, at the end of the day, everything will spoil around you. Makes sense?
Not exactly.
Okay, great. If you're not happy, everything will spoil around you.
If you do not attract positiveness
in your life, everything
I think I understand
you.
What you said, but you didn't come out exactly.
It didn't come out well. Anyways, let's get to the calls.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, cheers to
life.
Hello, my brother. Was that, you know, some kind of heavenly inspiration or something? How you doing? Welcome.
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Nigeria.
All right.
Thank you for the bread exercise.
Yeah.
The longer I keep it left and did me a lot of good.
Oh, fantastic. I'm happy you did the exercise.
Now, talking about security, I'm a strong old boy. And I get irritated. My Lagos boy, Nasi Adibon.
Oh, wow.
Now, in our olden days, you never see thief so far in the area. They go out to do their hustle. Now, it's our own children that hustles are in the house. Well, I don't want to talk much about that. All I want to say is we've got to a stage now where communities should create centers for sports, self-defense. It is essential. Oh, bandits, all these things. Imagine in my house, somebody is downstairs robbing me and is telling me to calm down. This will never happen in last year, G. I am telling you.
So we need to strengthen neighborhood security.
Neighborhood security, you just said it.
All right.
They are human beings. They are weak. You talk about the CCTV. What the neighborhood security should be doing is monitoring the CCTV.
Right.
And please take note. I want to give an alarm. Every thief is scared. They are taking chance.
True.
Now, the essence of most security is to keep delay them. And a thief or armed robber do not want to be delayed. You want to do it quick. Bam, bam, and disappear. So what we need to do is alarm is very important.
Okay.
Do not stop. They don't like it. Even if they have confidence, they say, calm down. We'll go as they increase or improve in their own boldness. We'll start creating defense for ourselves. If it is necessary, can of petrol in a bottle, throw it to them and catch fire. They will run away.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing from a word of experience.
Yeah, that's actually wisdom. Those were words of wisdom.
Absolutely. You can know. I mean, Lafayette Jibon.
He says some very key things to pay attention to, especially if you're a security person. You know, he said that even these robbers who come,
they're scared.
They go with the one mind of, you know, whatever happens, happens, you know. So they also have that part of fear as well. And also, he says they want to do their stuff and go quickly, so they don't want to if you can delay them while another person is alerting the officials, you know, they could be reprimanded, don't you think so?
Absolutely. I mean, we just very vital point just to comment from that last caller is the fact that he talked about neighborhood coming
security
together, having a oneness. Know that we are all our brother's keeper. We're securing ourselves. Because we have the mindset of, no be me then rob. No be cuckoo me. Thank God though. You know, thank God. They rob your neighbor. Now you say, they didn't come to my side.
I remember.
You even give a testimony. It's okay to give testimonies. They robbed my side. They didn't touch me, especially. But the truth is, it's coming close. You might be protected, but does that make you, are you happy to see that your neighbor is robbed?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, wait.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Live, welcome.
Is this our friend Roland?
Yes, this is Roland.
Hi, Roland.
Roland.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, this security thing just pissed me off this morning. I mean, I wasn't supposed to hear that. We're vandalizing cars in those areas. But I want to propose a solution, something that my home state has started doing.
Okay.
At the same time, exactly, and it has worked well. I'm from Anambra State.
Okay.
And in my hometown, they started this thing where robberies became bad. And you know, these evil boys, they go and rob, they kill people. So they started this thing that once they catch you, your father's house, they will track your father's house and they will burn his house to the ground.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the armed robbery rate dropped by over 95% in 1 month.
Isn't that jungle justice?
Isn't that taking laws into your own hand?
Justice, but see, taking the laws into your own hand, you have no right to take a life that you did not create. Or you have no right to take a property that you did not create.
But you know the law still has to take its course.
Yes. That's the law. The law takes like 6 months to 1 year before anybody's sent to court or before anybody's caught. But then and again, when they did it, everybody sat up. And when they are coming to burn your father's house, everybody will be invited and you'll be handed over to whichever authority that is on ground. You understand that thing? Okay. I cannot come and park my S-Class 2022 model on the road. I want you to come and say, he wants to come and vandalize it. The weight of my S-Class alone is 5 million naira. You can't, it's not here. You have to import it. And after I pack it, one angry guy is now coming to see. Guys, now Vex will go use everything for this Lagos.
Take it easy, Roland. Easy, my friend.
Thanks for your contribution, anyways.
Yeah, take care, Joe.
Oh, man.
Right. Anyway, but you know what he said? I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, in your hometown,
it's easier.
Yeah, it's easier. It's like
in
community.
Lagos, whose father's house?
You get my point. It's like a community. Everybody knows, you know each other. You know this person's father. You know that person's father. But in this, how do you go and start locating the person's father's house?
Someone's father was in the village.
I don't know. Even the person. How do you even know the person?
If the father
what if the person's not even in Lagos?
Oh, who?
How do you go and locate that? Or, you know?
What of the fatherless who are in Lagos? So if a fatherless steals, go.
How do you do it?
Anyways, you see, my own question is, the big question is, Lagos State launched LSNS. I see their cars in major highways, in the streets. And I wonder what they are doing around express roads, around VI. You know, so to speak, that is relatively safe, so to speak, as it were. I mean, the guys at Maroko, they're always around doing patrols, and you'll see the IRS also patrol around VI. You now be seeing neighborhood, Lagos State neighborhood security around.
On top of Milan Bridge.
No, it's true, nah.
Maybe there's a neighborhood on Todd Milan Bridge.
Which neighborhood?
That neighbor's there now.
Michael, let me talk to you before I finish this talk. I must finish it. What's up, Lagos? Michael, good morning.
Mr. Lai, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm talking about the issue of this security, sir. You said, yeah, people do work from morning to night as a security. It's not easy. It's true. Like me, I personally run two shifts. It's 44 hours. That is 8 hours. Doesn't sleep.
Wow.
So, you will work at the end of the month. They will still be cutting your money for a small mistake or they will not even pay you.
Wow.
Like the money of last month, they just pay us now. I called the office and my supervisor was like threatening me that I don't have the right to call office since they have not paid me. See, this kind of a thing. Then how will you be happy to be working? And they are complaining of insecurity. They are not doing the few people that they have. They can't manage them well. Now they want things to work well.
Michael,
if an issue is on the ground now, you raise an alarm. Even the police to arrive on time, they will not come.
Wow.
It's when everything has gone, they have done everything that they want to do, they have finished their whole stuff. That's why you see police, they'll come and be blowing one. But if it's to harass people on the street, they will be harassing people anyhow. They're supposed to do the right thing.
Thank you, Michael.
I feel your pain. And that's why I mentioned it. I said it just before Michael called that, look, some security, they will run shit morning to night. Why wouldn't they sleep? And you won't pay them well. And then, like he mentioned, you cut their salaries. And then this mindset of security being, who is the security? Like, what are you? Common security. That mindset has to stop.
I tell you, because at the end of the day, because this person is securing your life,
for crying
so to
out
speak.
Loud. You see, we see, in as much as we even the police generally, I know that if you enter police, they go be like, you have touched the police. What are they doing? We need to change our orientation and mindset about it. It might start from there. If you keep judging people from how they act or the bad eggs, we'll keep, you know, destroying everything. Security, how do we perceive security personnel in our security? Not even men in uniform.
The police, yeah.
How do we perceive security personnel?
The guy at your gate.
How do you perceive them? Are they not the ones you give crumbs to, make them feel they should be comfortable? Make them comfortable. If not, they'll make themselves comfortable. Some will even connive with armed robbers.
You know,
Oh, I'm not about showing the, no extra effort. They say before you, I die for 20K.
Do you get
15K? You won't kill me.
Someone had that exact experience.
Uh-huh.
One of our colleagues had that same experience.
Wow.
This security guy is his friend, you know, but the security guy collided with, you know, some thieves, so to speak, to come into his house to steal his things.
Wow.
So at the end of the day, like you said, some they collide with these people. You know?
And we know.
They are the ones who have access to your home.
So as we're talking about this generally, let's also look at how we can improve our security, not just in the architecture. The best way you send me monitors is if you never chop. Best way you still come out around 11 or 12. To go hustle, my mom put somewhere on the streets.
Exactly, and there's nobody to replace him to monitor the CCTV.
All of you in that estate, you cannot cook food once in a while. It's okay, well, let's be giving security food, though, so that you will not spend money. You will not go out, say, I went to buy, you know, my brother had to come, may I try buy something on the road. We know these things happen around Lagos, even in the highest state, so-called highly secured areas in Lagos. Let's get back to the calls quickly before we go on a break. Hello.
Good morning, detectives.
Good morning.
Cheers to life.
You're good guy. You are good guys. Put it up.
Thank you.
On the issue of security, I think we are not a serious nation as Nigeria.
We're talking specifically Lagos.
Look at. It's a national problem. Look, how many men do we have in the police force?
Mm-hmm.
Less than 400,000. To manage 200 million people. Look at the military. Military is overstretched. And each time, you see, the problem has been packing on themselves over the years. All the government of the past refused to empower the police and to. In America, where we're copying, in most civilized nations, there are state and community policing.
Yeah.
It will keep most of our youth busy and engaged. Look, but here in Nigeria, the federal government has, in the past, I'm not blaming this, they've always been opposing state and community policing. Without it, we're not going anywhere, my brother.
All right.
For example, the Lagos State neighborhood, they are not armed. For instance, when the Southwest State wanted to arm their Amatekun, people in the North were saying they should not arm them. Why? If I say I want to put gold block on my door, why must you in Ajabi complaining when I live in Idimo area? The problem is that we are not sincere in this country. The problem with the national security insecurity is because the federal government has been holding the federal police to itself, and they are so infinitesimal. We must have Lagos has 20 million people. Lagos has the capacity to have state police. Federal government will not allow it. Federal police will not allow it.
All right. Thank you. You made your point. I appreciate you. Good morning. So he's saying it's a national problem. So today we are having the feel of Lagos, and what has been prominent in the reports that we've gotten across Lagos is the state of security in Lagos, around Lagos.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask that question, and people are talking specifically vandalization of cars and robberies here and there.
Mm.
And we had to bring that to the fore, and Lagosians are talking about it, just in case you're joining us. But there's something else commendable, something beautiful going around your neighborhood. Do not hesitate to share with us, and we'll get it here. One last thing I'm going to say about this security matter is this Lagos State Neighborhood Safety Corps, LNSC. So I thought that's actually they're supposed to be securing the neighborhood. They're said to be, I see their mandates here, you know, they're gathering information about crime in progress, suspicion activities, crime suspect and others, making available such relevant information on time, crime. I'm seeing all the things, if you see the list of items that they're supposed to be doing.
You patrol the N9.
And see, I need to you know, send this directly to Dr. Abdulrazak Balogun and the Executive Secretary of and a host of others, even the governor, every body in charge of this. Empower these people so that we can have security. Lagosians are crying, they're bleeding. People vandalize people's car. You know how much to buy a car now. Anyways,
take it easy.
Let's
take it easy.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
Calm down.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. You have 1 minute. We'll be going on a break shortly. Hello?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Hello, ma.
Hello?
Yes, move away from me very quickly. 1 minute you've got.
Okay, this is Innocent Afadagbe calling from Ilubeju. What's up, Lagos?
Chester
Life, Innocent. Welcome.
Okay, I stay at Okota Ago Palace Way. I want to bring this now on air because the way containers are packing along the road is becoming something else. You buy your fuel, you waste your fuel in traffic. Containers, Ago is supposed to be a residential area, and now it's turning into where you pack your container and go home and sleep and make people that stay around there live in pain and waste their money on traffic. Secondly, in terms of the insecurity, if our government in Lagos State wants to have waterside security, they should take care of the policemen. Sometimes they are not being paid for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and you expect them to secure the state. Go to their barracks. They live like dogs.
All right. Thank you. You made your point really valid. Let's go on a break. Welcome to Rollicking Time on Radio once again. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers, and it's time for Techie Talk. Well, I make bold to say that it's Nigeria's number one technology information show right here that brings the key players in different areas of technology, from fintech to cybersecurity to social media talk, from where we start the conversation today right here on the show.
That's right. Today, our focus is cybersecurity attack.
Uh-huh.
Have you been recently attacked on the cyberspace?
That's it. It's a regular conversation from time to time. That's also keep tabs with Lagosians and Nigerians in general on how they're faring, you know, navigating their way in a cyberspace. I mean, our world is becoming more digital, no doubt.
That's right, that's right.
And that means more and more people are online, not only online, more and more people are deploying digital means of going about their businesses, their lives.
Their day-to-day activities.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. We also have tech news, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely, we have tech news. Of course, that will be coming up in just a matter of seconds. But one of the most prominent among all the attacks that we've heard from reports and our findings among Nigerians and Lagosians has been the, first of all, the number of loan apps out there. You know, get cash money, no collateral, no, you know, mentioning of that. And people go share their BVN, share their details, and then they get attacked, boom. You suffered an experience recently.
Like, crazily so.
Absolutely, which was really bad. You had to take the steps really.
I had to block that account because of it. I had to block that account.
And it's been common for people to, because when you need money, you just put in anything there, send me the money, and you get the loan, not knowing that they're targeting you to be attacked. Mm. So that question of what is my data used for, it's a very valid question. When people request, or you want to sign in or get a loan, they're asking questions online. That's a very valid question. So if you've had that kind of attack, today is your day to share with us general attacks on cybersecurity with from your perspective.
That's
right. Tech Talk.
That's right.
Now, before we get into that, let's commence with our biggest story as far as the tech news is concerned. We have a number of stories, but this one is as reported by some of our dailies. And by the way, 2 days ago, it was September 13th. It was 100 days since Twitter was banned in Nigeria. And there's a report that says that Twitter ban in Nigeria has extended to 100 days, of course. And in the time frame, the nation has lost, now guess how much? 247.61 billion naira.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
So the federal government had on June 4, specifically, suspended Twitter after a social media platform, of course, deleted a tweet by the president, that's Muhammad Buhari. Now, consequently, telcos on June 5, a day after, blocked access to Twitter after receiving directive by the Nigerian Communications Commission. Now, on this, the Association of Licensed Telecommunications Operators of Nigeria had said, and I'm going to quote just so we give a background, is that we, the Association of Licensed Telecommunications Operators of Nigeria, wish to confirm that our members have received formal instructions from the Nigerian Communications Commission, the industry regulator, to suspend access to Twitter. Now, Alton also conducted a robust assessment of the directive in accordance with the internationally accepted principles, they said. Now, according to NetBlocks, cost of shutdown tool, the blockade costs Nigeria's economy about 103.717 million naira.
And
that's about $250,600. Absolutely.
Every hour.
Oh, every hour, guys. So it has been 2,400 hours since the federal government banned Twitter. So that means, if you look at that,
in total, generally, all that we, Nigeria, has lost
so far
is 247.61 billion naira.
Now, that's from the perspective of, you know, those in the operating, that's operators of, that's licensed telecommunications operators in Nigeria. How about those whose hustles have relied on Twitter? Now, brands, naturally, if you go and say, oh, I have a number of this on Twitter, I want to push my stuff. Brands that would do it, they would do it low-key. Because they know that if they are found promoting, you know, on Twitter, that is has been banned in Nigeria, might end up putting them in against the government and the regulators. So that means, if I don't believe brands, I know some brands have been trying, you know, finding their way around it. But those who are influencers in that space, that's my interest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's my interest. Those are influencers, a number of people who have made a living or earned a living. I know some of them are picking themselves right up right now, but they must have been losing a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And some time ago, they also reported how that, you know, it's been tough for them to, you know, make money as much as they used to make. It is not
I think, exactly. Going by what we just shared, that Nigeria has lost that amount of money in 100 days, or in the last 100 days that, you know, Twitter was banned. I'm like, the government didn't exactly think, or they didn't see this happening, that they would lose such amount of money by, you know,
by doing that,
making such a move.
And, you know, on August 11, we got reports that the government is trying to, they're working on it, that very soon the Twitter ban will be over.
Lifted.
Even the BBC reported that. And that was August 11. We're hoping that very soon. And you know, the minister also responded at some point, you know, trying to give some hints that it looks as if it's in 2022 that they'll be able, Twitter will be able to meet, you know, some of the terms.
The terms, which is, I think one of which is that they need to have an office here in Nigeria.
In fact, all these things, I just listened to it, I'm like, yes, yes. And this was, let's not forget the reason Twitter was banned. No, you know, the minister came back and outlined so many things later. But the main reason was because a tweet by the president was brought down.
Was deleted.
So this just puts me in a place like, guys, I mean, I don't know what you guys think about that. Is there any hope in sight? Is there any light, so to speak, concerning this Twitter ban? Has it affected you as a person, as an individual, all right,
and
out there? Do you miss Twitter? Oh, I know people are using VPN to tweet, which, of course, is not against the law in any way. And but I want to ask you, has the experience been the same for you? I mean, you know, the mainstream media cannot talk about what's happening on Twitter anymore.
True that.
And Twitter is not just a social media app. For those who know, Twitter has become so powerful that it's a global reckon. It has global reckoning, even at the global stage. And we know this for sure. And it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So we'll be, you know, do you have any hope? Those are the questions for that news.
Also, what do you make of the story that Nigeria has lost how much? How much? Let's see. 247 thousand.
No, billion.
247.61 billion naira in the past 100 days that Twitter was banned.
And more and more, the money's increasing on a daily basis.
Oh, wow.
I just hope the government will look at this and, you know, and do something about this as soon as possible. Now, that's also widely reported by our national dailies. The Punch is reporting that story.
The Guardian also
reported that story. And tech sites, the likes of Tech Cabals, have also been talking about this regularly. And we're talking about this right now on Techie Talk. What do you think? Let's take a call or two before we move on to the next story.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
This is Jess Lopez.
Welcome.
Hi, Jess Lopez.
Yeah. See, I think with what is happening, they are showing us that if APC should enter in the year 2023, then we are not serious. If they can lose this amount of money within the space of, and it has not reached December, that means before you know it, it will get to trillion and nothing is going to happen. It will continue to grow like that. So to me, I'm still using it, you know, we bypass it. It doesn't concern me. People are coming back on it. They are marketing with it. So if they like, they should ban it in 2023. People are surviving. They are wasting the money. We are feeling it. Thank God.
All right.
We are alive.
Okay, thank you, Jesse Lokwe. Right. More calls. Hello, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Chest alive. Welcome.
My name is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Yes. I don't think, I'm sure they are aware, but somehow I don't think they care. Because have you spoken to any of those government, we call them BMC, you know, the people that like the media campaigners.
Yeah.
They always go, oh, Twitter is losing more. Hi, it's all about Twitter losing more. I'm like, really? You think Twitter is losing more than the, at least it was at the beginning of the ban. You know, but you know, we're hurt, you know, we're best hurt, as we say.
Yeah.
Ooh, they deleted the presidency. So that was all they cared about. They didn't sit down and were logical about, okay, what would this do to
absolutely
the country,
to our economy.
You know? So, I mean, if you like, let us lose. Surely we need money. That's why I say, do we really need money? Is the country really broke? Because if we are, we'll be looking at every method to bring in
to
money,
make money,
and not just the ones that hit us or the ones that, you know, don't hurt us or whatever it is, you know. But hey, we'll get the Twitter office in 2022 to, you know, to the lie guy.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Interesting. Hello.
Hello. All right, more calls coming in and
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
And now, just to let you know that we'll move away from the Twitter story. There's other stories to come in. There are a number of phones that will not be able to have WhatsApp. Will not be WhatsApp supported as of the 1st of November 2021.
Why am I laughing at that?
So we're going to check the phones in case you have a phone right now and you are a WhatsApp person. You know, WhatsApp is saying that some setting phones will not be compliant, you know, to have the WhatsApp app anymore by November 1, 2021.
We'll go into that shortly. Dan Laddy is on the line. Hi, Dan Laddy. Hello? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
Dan Laddy.
Yeah, my name is Dan Laddy calling from Yaba. First time caller.
Wow, yay! Good to have you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. What I want to say is that Let them buy the one they want to bound. We are just looking for 2023. God will help us.
Amen. Wow. Oh, sorry, Dan Laddy.
Wow.
Man. Dan Laddy.
He said they should buy whatever.
If I were government now, I'll be paying attention to this. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, when the time comes now, the same people will change mouth. I mean, today.
The phone lines are buzzed. Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to Techie Talk.
Hi, Collins and Andrea.
Hi.
Big fan, Marianne, O'Connor. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you two?
Great. Just want to talk about the Twitter thing.
All right.
So I hear that the government doesn't care. They're more interested in their ego and they're less interested in, you know, the things that bother us as Nigerians. I mean, like you guys said, we've lost billions. The naira is taking a deep dive. I mean, the economy is terrible. What you could normally do with 500, you can basically not do anything with
absolutely
it anymore. I mean, literally everything is tough and they don't care. Look, they're borrowing more money, they're doing what consents, and they're fighting within their political parties. They're all about 2023 and we can all go to hell. So Twitter doesn't matter. It may not even matter until maybe this is voted out, but you guys are great.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Wow. Hello.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Collins. Good morning to you.
Yeah. My name is Ilo, calling from Satellite Town.
Oh, welcome. Good to have you.
I want to talk about the Twitter, right? That's what's on
air. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, who puts a 70-something old man to be a minister of communication? Who doesn't know what tech is? Who doesn't know what tech brings? Who doesn't know what tech does? They said Twitter was going to disrupt the security of this nation. Twitter was banned, but we had the NDA attacked. We had other installations attacked. Till today, they are still kidnapping people. Why hasn't the ban stopped it? These people don't understand technology. Look at the minister, the Pantami guy. Look at it. Look at the way they handle these things. Tech can bring billions into this country.
It's true.
You say you are empowering the youth. Tomorrow you come out with news that you are going to empower 3 million Nigerians, 10 million Nigerians. Yet you take their very source of this empowerment, which is Twitter. Where people are using this technology to make money. Who does that? What kind of government is this? What kind of people are these?
All right, you made your point. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Now, there's another headline. Of course, the Guardian reported this headline earlier today, which has to do with it's Twitter that is delaying, says the presidency source. And of course, it cannot be unconnected with the fact that they're requesting that they should have
An office here.
Yeah, and all that.
So they're saying that they're willing, they're giving their terms, but Twitter, you know, is delaying, or Twitter, they're the ones who are refusing to accept the terms, so to speak. Because this headline here says, it's Twitter that is delaying, says presidency source.
All right. Social enterprise groups meet today to discuss the way forward. That's also another writer that came up, and they're saying that we hope that something will come up from it. And stakeholders are having appealing, just like we're doing now on radio. Some are doing that on radio, appealing to the government to resolve the issues and not destroy and kill the online community. So people might be using VPN to browse. By the end of the day, that buzz, that the opportunities that come with Twitter, I mean, you cannot just explain it if you're not there. And like one of the last callers said, you may not necessarily understand it.
True that.
But let's not forget that there's NITDA, and you know, which of course is the agency in charge of the digital. It's one of the agencies under the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy that, of course, looks at what's happening in the digital world. But there's news from that agency. We try to take this story, which also says that telecom sectors, are doing great. That's according to the Nigeria National Bureau of Statistics, the NBS, has established that the telecommunications sector is the largest segment of the information and the communications technology, that's IT sector. Now, today, Nigeria has one of the largest telecoms market in Africa, contributing over 17% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP. So the Nigerian communications sector has evolved over the years, no doubt, and to become something, a giant that it is right now. I mean, that's something to be proud about.
Yeah, I mean, everybody uses one telecom or the other.
Absolutely. So we need to move away from that Twitter story, because there's another story here on WhatsApp, which, of course, a lot of people will be interested in. This one says, starting when? November.
That's right. Starting this November, WhatsApp will no longer support devices running anything older than Android 4.1.
Aha. So check your OS. That's 4.1. That's an operating system. Check your OS. If your OS, operating system of your phone, if your phone cannot accommodate something higher than, you know, Android 4.1, trust me, you have got to upgrade it. If not, you won't be able to have WhatsApp on your phone from November.
But I mean, I think Android phones, I'm not sure of others. But
recent Android phones coming.
Yeah, you have to update. It gives you like the option to update.
Yeah, but there are phones that do not have the capacity to carry, you know,
such updates.
Yes, an operating system that is higher than what they are built for. So, but the good thing is most of the phones that come in now already have that higher. So for those who have old phones, you might just say, my WhatsApp is not working.
Wow.
That could be the reason.
But
from
this
November.
This is even tough, because some people who are managing the small phone they have,
yeah,
and they want to be on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is like the general social platform.
And it's also one of the most secure.
Exactly. Mm. So how are they going to access WhatsApp? That means they have to sell the phone or throw the phone away to purchase another phone for them to access, WhatsApp.
Now you have to upgrade. They are trying to tell you that, oh boy.
Things are moving.
Move with the times. All right.
Wow.
Well, one other story before we go on a break. But let's take a number of calls too.
The phone lines are buzzing.
Do not forget that our main conversation from Happas after the break would be on you sharing your cybersecurity attack. If you had any cybersecurity attack recently, are you worried about the spate of cybersecurity attacks? Would you like to share with us your personal experience? We'll talk about that also.
Izzy's on the line. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Cheers to life.
Yes. You see, our leadership and other things, I think instead of creating the one that can profit us, they are destroying the one that we already have.
Mm.
The issue of Twitter, I know it has affected many Nigerians, including me myself, because I use it mostly in my business.
Hmm.
I'm pleading to them not to, because I've talked this in a lot before. I'm pleading they should consider it and reopen it again and again and again. The phone they are bringing in, even the one I have that such message in my phone, but I believe my own is not among the ones that they are going to block. But let our government put eyes on some of the phone, because the phone we are buying now, you can see it as what they write on it, but when inside it, is not what's really inside. So that whatever they are bringing into this country should be original.
All right.
Not that they give you another thing and you see another thing inside. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Well, another call.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive! Wow.
Wow. Welcome to Techie Talk.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Hmm.
You see, I've been hearing people saying the solution to the way our government is behaving. And even a lot of shows, I want us to be talking more about solution now.
Okay.
Because a lot of lamentation has been coming. People have been analyzing. And the government is just turning a deaf ear.
Hmm.
So one of the solutions I want to suggest, because people are talking about 2003, the election that has already been rigged. Because the electronic voting is the same people refuse to allow it to go through.
Hmm.
So I believe Nigeria is a signatory to the UN. And one of the functions of UN is to mediate in the dispute within the member states that belongs to UN, which Nigeria is one of them. So, I think all these agitators that are protesting at UN something in New York, they're supposed to go to work or two. Even the southern governor that I want to meet now, let him give the agenda. We have a lot of grants to go to work out and said the government in Nigeria is causing confusion in Nigeria.
All right. Well, let's move on now. Still on Techie Talk, but Nigerians are talking about the story, especially on Twitter. There's some messages on WhatsApp.
Yes, and, there are some messages on WhatsApp.
There's some great news. You remember some time ago, before we get to WhatsApp, I just want to whet your appetite a bit. You know, Clubhouse is one of the apps that a lot of Nigerians use. Of course, the voice app that became a major conversation. We had it on Techie Talk. We talked about it here. And initially, was it on Android? What if I told you that it was a Nigerian engineer that was behind the Clubhouse Android app? We'll talk about that and about how it beat right after these messages and the break.
That's right. On WhatsApp, no name says, good morning, the techies. In Twitter ban, it shows that this present government has no interest in the citizens. They don't care about their lives, and I don't see them lifting the ban soon because of their ego. Okay. All right. A lot more messages, but I think we need to quickly go on a break shortly, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's Techie Talk on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And of course, we are the techies right here. For those who are streaming us live on Facebook and on YouTube, we'll check your comments as we proceed. And just before we get into our main focus, which has to do with cybersecurity, we have some messages still on the news that we have reported today.
That's right. And Twitter ban is still very much on people's lips right now. Mm-hmm. T-Nice from Jibo says, "What's up, Lagos? At first, I supported the Nigerian government by banning Twitter, but I don't expect it to go this far." That's what T-Nice is saying.
Okay.
So let me see. This person says, "It will turn our stupid..." Okay. What's this? I don't think I'm going to take that one.
Okay.
Okay. Chris from Ajah says, "The governments are not aware of what they are missing in the sense of that money made from Twitter and only touch their pocket, and that's why they feel less concerned. But if not to borrow money with them go share in between themselves, they would quickly look for it." Ah, that's Chris saying that. Mm-hmm. Also, Charles here says, "Good morning. I think the government is daydreaming to think that Twitter will bring their office to Nigeria. Is Twitter that foolish? Are you serious? Or don't you think that Twitter can think of having an office, you know, in Nigeria?" He says, "If they can gag them even without an office in Nigeria, how can they establish an office here when the government will now use DSS to arrest them every now and then?" Charles, thank you for your message.
Wow. Well, so, I mean, it's clear. I don't know. The fact that someone is losing money and someone is affected, the economy is affected, it's just my interest on this matter. Trust me. And I think the government has to look at that. We have to just, you know, we have to let ego go and just, you know, do the right thing, as it were.
Okay.
All right, good. We're going to wrap up the news with this story. Of course, this quite an interesting one here, talking about the Nigerian-born individual, and it's a lady who actually is behind, you know, the technology of Clubhouse on Android.
We're smart people, Nigeria. Forget
absolutely
that. We're smart.
Super brains.
We're intelligent people.
And she's a Woman Crush Wednesday tech lady today, wow, as you like.
Wow.
And all right, her name is Mukwewa Ogundikwe. She's a Nigerian-born engineer behind the Clubhouse Android app. And in case you don't know what Clubhouse is, it was launched sometime in 2020, and it's an invitation-only audio chat app platform, which hugely disrupted the social media networking space. I mean, 20 months down the line, audio chats have become somewhat normal with social media platforms. I mean, these days, you just go on Clubhouse, people are having different conversations, like multiple radio stations. So it actually disrupted really major. Some people felt that radio would even die because of Clubhouse, because it was a place where people just go and you start hearing different voices.
It was also another platform for some virtual events.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people hold virtual events on Clubhouse.
Just audio. So initially it was only on iOS. It was on the iPhones and later people were saying, how would Nigerians do? Because a lot of Nigerians have Android phones. Mm. A lot of Nigerians have Android phones compared to those who have iOS phones.
That's right.
So this Nigerian is actually behind the fact that not long after that, Clubhouse launched, you know, the version of the app for Android phones. And it's this lady who's our crush today, Mukwewa Ogundikwe.
Shout out to you. She deserves a round of applause.
So thank you for making Nigeria proud.
A round of applause.
So if you're out there, you're Nigerian, never doubt yourself. You have a tech brain, trust me.
It's such a beautiful thing that she's a woman as well.
Uh-huh, you know? Yes,
such
totally.
Such a beautiful thing. So shout out to you. Strong women, intelligent women who are, you know, breaking and shattering the glass ceiling.
Absolutely.
Tobe here has got a message. Tobe from Moe says, "Hello to Tekken." Okay, hello to Techers. It says, "What Facebook means is that if you are using Android Ice Cream Sandwich, which is 4.0 or 4.1 and below, will not have WhatsApp. However, people with old phones and no money to buy new ones can go to phone a phone repair shop and ask for stock ROM upgrades, which gives unofficial updates. I mean, it's still unofficial. That means like a hack.
You know. Absolutely.
He says, let's not forget that old phones no longer... Oh, that's true. The old phones no longer have warranty.
So if you go there, and it has to be Konakona, Computer Village, or Saka Tinubu. We know the places where these things happen. We know.
Yeah.
So you go there, you can upgrade your phone just in case your WhatsApp is not working.
So is that like a good news to some people?
Well, perhaps. But why would you go through that stress of trying to like...
When you don't have money to buy a new phone, what would you
do? That's true. But phones, how cheap or expensive are phones these days?
They are expensive.
It is well. It is well indeed.
The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, thank you. This is Emmanuel from Ogun State.
All right. Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, concerning Twitter ban.
Yep.
Nigeria, I mean, has lost almost 250 billion. Just because Twitter deleted Buhari's tweet. If Buhari was to be God, I tell you, none of us will see today.
All right. You made your point. Thank you. I think we need to move away from the Twitter ban right now. The point has been made clear, and I'm sure the message has been passed across from different lips that I've called today. So, another message?
Yes. Okay. Solomon from Shimawa says, what's up, Lagos? This is Solomon from Shimawa. One question. Does the NCC chairman or whoever is in charge of communication in Nigeria use Twitter? And he's asking, I don't know if he's asking me that question or he's asking the public. Okay. But he says, why keep Twitter out of use and now trying to bring it back? These guys need proper education before working in some sensitive positions. And he says, secondly, anyone using any phone with less than 4.1 Android version should upgrade or buy Touchlight Techno or Intel phones. At least everybody is not born to use WhatsApp. Come on, Solomon, don't say that.
Solomon, why are you doing this? Anyways, thank you for your comments. So we want to hear from you in the last few minutes of the show today on Techie Talk. You know how, on if you have suffered any cybersecurity attack recently. Would you like to share with us how it happens? Or if you have escaped, or, you know, whether you became a victim, maybe they tried, they did not get you, or they actually got you and you lost your money, or you lost your account, or you lost your data online. You know, there's an individual that reached out to me and said she actually was, someone stole her identity. That's another thing, another kind of attack that people don't know that exists, especially around. They steal your entire identity. They steal your accounts on Facebook, on YouTube, all your accounts online. They steal your accounts everywhere. So they're pretty much you, representing you wherever you are.
Yeah.
It's a tough place to come recover from. You know why? Because how do you even let people know that your account, because all your accounts have been stolen. So they have access to your contacts. They have access to every single thing. So, but we want to narrow it out. We talked about a story of an individual who, you know, took a loan. You also had, I mean, you did not even take a loan, but they were collecting money from your accounts. Imagine. And there was a painful experience. But someone took a loan, and then after collecting the loan from the Cash App, and then he started getting deductions from the app, all in the same name of that particular company, the name of that company that he got the loan from. Have you had that kind of experience? Would you like to share with us? All right. But just to give a general background of what cybersecurity, understanding what cybersecurity is all about, you know, it's, of course, that kind of attack when an individual or an organization deliberately attempts to breach the information system of another individual or organization. Now, where it is usually an economic goal, there must be an economic goal, maybe to make some ends, you know, gains, you know, economically from that attack. Some recent attacks show that, you know, it could be destruction of data as a goal, which is what I mentioned for a personality theft, one example of that. And, we hear that nearly 98% of all cyber attacks rely on some form of social engineering to deliver a payload such as malware, which we've talked about here before. And most common cyber attacks, the most common cyber attack word is phishing, of course, which has to do with emails sent to you, you know, pretending to be from somewhere.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. 98%, that's what you should take note of all cyber attacks rely on some form of social engineering, which means it's not about the online, the tech head online. It's about a human being engineering someone. It has to be someone giving out information. There's got to be a loophole.
A missing link.
Something that they capitalize on, as it were. Mm. So if you are not, you didn't block your ends properly, you may fall victim.
But haven't you heard or haven't you seen situations where this individual or, you know, you and I must have blocked all ends, right? But we still get, attacks. Yeah.
I mean, you can never see, I know that in cybersecurity, nobody can ever say that, look, you are totally free from attacks. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Yeah.
There's nothing like, oh, I'm safe. That's why they keep advising, change your password, do two-factor authentication, ensure that your broken account, always check, change from time to time, do changes of your password. Yeah. It's very key. And this social engineering method is very easy because they can use either phishing or voice call or which is vishing or any of the means. Mm-hmm. And they'll use what you're already used to. They use information you have about you.
Yeah.
For example, if you get an email that says, congratulations to you, Andrea, you have won XYZ, and then the email is from Nigerian Info. You know, you may not pay attention to the end.
Yeah.
That is, you think maybe it's from office.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, you click on it. Yeah. So this is how they use the social engineering methods to get to capture people
through,
the fall victim.
Yeah, through that method. All right, 0700-993-993-993. We're going to ask you, we've been asking, have you been attacked on the cyberspace recently? How was your experience? Was it brutal? How were you able to manage the situation? Have you been changing your password frequently? Because that's actually one of the very key things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Most times when we have a password, we leave our password for probably months, 3 months. Some people don't even think of changing the passwords. And it's very important that we do at least once a month.
That's right.
Change your password. Olaimeji.
Ola Kidimeji.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, thanks. So, okay, I just want to contribute to the cybersecurity issues.
Right.
It's a national issue. First, you look at some times ago when someone misplaces their phone. The next thing you get debit, and you'll be wondering how. They don't even have your ATM. So the thing is, our banks, our banking sectors will not reveal the kind of flaws they have day and night based on cyber attacks.
True.
Because they wouldn't want you to take your money away from them.
That's right.
So the thing is, you should have second level of verifications like OTPs most times to ensure that even if people get your phone or maybe they're even with your ATM, there must be another more or less like another gate they need to knock, which you have the private or, you know, the personal information access to.
That's right.
That's one part. Another thing is when we talk about security, individual security, social engineering is key.
Yeah.
One way is that somebody might call you on the phone today and say, my name is Oladimeji XYZ from GT Bank. Can I speak with XYZ? Because they have gone to GT Bank head office and they know who and who is there. And you'll be like, oh, this person, they know me very well. They become so very friendly and close
and
to you.
And familiar.
And at the end of the day, they are getting vital information from you.
That's right.
I can tell you social engineering can be carried out against gathering information or reconnaissance, as they call it. So it could be that they will invite you to an office for a meeting, interview, and they will tell you when you were working with GT Bank, for example, what was your position? You say, I'm the PA to the MD. Oh, PA to the MD. And the count of two or three, want to see how smart you are. What's the email address of your boss? And you immediately drop it. You have vindicated that man. That man might be vulnerable to probably a Trojan attack or something.
Yeah.
They can send a virus, and a lot of stuff can happen. Same as phishing, and a lot of stuff like that. So I think we need to educate ourselves. People in government office need to be educated. They need to be aware about cyber security, releasing information that shouldn't go to the public, amongst the rest.
That's
bad configurations, a lot of things are there. So I think we should educate individuals more and also our sectors, our banking sector especially, be more careful with the way they handle people's information.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. I mean, talking about sensitization and educating the public, I think that's why Techie Talk is here.
That's right.
And we talk a lot about cybersecurity and how that we can also learn all of these gimmicks and tricks that, you know, the perpetrators, they come with.
Absolutely. And at some point, we also share some essential cybersecurity preventive measures as we proceed. But let's get more calls. We want to hear, have you suffered a cybersecurity attack recently? What's your...
Hi, college.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chess Live.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
I greet you. I did okay from Lekki.
Welcome.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah. I've been attacked like 2 months ago.
Wow.
On my Facebook, you know, and what saved me was two-way verification.
Wow. You see?
Yeah, so I tell you, or else my account so don't go. The person locked me out of my account.
Wow.
And started blocking my friends too. But wow. I was sending them a message that please help me notify others that this account has been tampered with so they don't get to scam people. Okay, so I went to my Gmail and then I got a message and they showed me some pictures of people on my phone and my account, Facebook account, that I should verify, confirm if these are your friends, identify them. So I identified like 5. So immediately they gave me access back to my account. So I locked out the hacker.
Pressing. Nice.
And then I checked. It was true. A friend actually sent me a code, a link.
Okay.
You know, I trusted a friend. I was like, help me retrieve this, my account back, blah, blah, blah. Send me a code. They will send me a particular code to my phone number. You know, in fact, I called the person, how far are you the one that sent this? The line was not even clear. It was a setup.
Wow.
Then immediately I clicked the link and that was how I was locked out.
Wow.
But I had to get back to Gmail and then unlocked my account, locked the person out. I saw the email the person used. It was one code like that. Serious code. I now checked the person. MTN showed me the person's line, that this person is using this particular line. No, I was like, wow.
I mean,
so that was how I escaped.
I'm happy for you.
This will put a look at one, your account, how many followers you have on friends.
Yeah.
If they try to hack, because they always also sell these accounts.
That's right.
To people.
Yeah.
You get, and then they see how many groups that you are in charge of control. And then they want to control those groups that you have created. And they say you have large numbers of people.
All right, thank you.
You get all the things they look at.
All right.
Everyone should try and secure their accounts.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Appreciate for that.
Thank you, Adego. Okay, on WhatsApp, Ifelenzo from IKD, I'm guessing that's Ikorodu, he says, good morning, the techers. My Facebook account was hacked yesterday, only for me to notice my email has been changed.
Wow.
Please, how can I get it back? Okay, so he needs
help on
help
that.
On that.
Once your email has been taken and your Facebook account has been hacked and your email is gone, you didn't do two-factor authentication, it's a tough place to be. It's a tough place.
Wow. Okay. Ayola Nuruddin from First Access. I was surprised last month. A guy called me asking me about my account details, and he's not a bank official. But thank God I quickly realized he is a scammer.
Wow. Lucky you.
Lucky you indeed. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Mr. Collins, good morning, and Andre.
Good morning.
Yes, sir, Comrade Obanagu Mohammed Ibrahim Collins.
Welcome.
Welcome, Comrade.
As we speak, my WhatsApp has been hacked for the past 4 months now.
Did you say WhatsApp?
My WhatsApp, yes.
Wow.
And people, when I tell people about it, they'll be surprised, like, can they hack WhatsApp?
Mm-hmm.
Look, one afternoon, someone called me. I managed, like, 2 or 3 WhatsApp groups.
Okay.
Called my own group, Ogbanago Sosuso Group. So they called me and called my name, my surname and everything, and said, "Hope I'm a member of so in Kogi." I said, "Yes." I said, "Okay." They just sent me a pin and said, "Please call me that." I was carried away. I called that pin immediately. back to my WhatsApp. My WhatsApp was gone.
Wow.
For the past 4 months, as I speak to you, on this particular line that I am calling you, I cannot, and it's my main line.
Hmm.
So those guys can do, and as I am speaking, I don't know how to reclaim my WhatsApp back.
All right.
Very, very unfortunate.
All right, we'll get your number, and
please,
we'll follow up on that. Someone will get your number now. Sorry about the experience.
Collins, is something in the for the last 4 months now, I could not use my WhatsApp on this line.
All right.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you for sharing. Someone will quickly take your number now. Oh, it's gone already. Perhaps wow.
That was an OTP the person generated, for him to send back to him on the contact. And that's once you do that, that means you give your... man.
I remember this was happening. There was a time that it was like a buzz. People sent messages giving people awareness about that you can actually lose your WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
You know, someone can hack your WhatsApp and, you know, take control over it. Especially if you are on some WhatsApp groups and, you know, people send links and people send bulk BC and you click on any link, you know, or you click, especially clicking on links, right? They can have access to, you know, your WhatsApp or your number. Pamela is online and she's in transit. Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Good afternoon. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay. My Instagram account for my business was deleted or hacked yesterday. So I don't even know whether it was hacked or deleted.
Wow.
I use it for a photo studio and every information we have posted has gone. We can't even log in. I sent us a code and we input the code. But up to now, we can't even access the Instagram page.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know whether it has been hacked.
Did you try logging in?
We've tried logging in. It's not going.
Did you try the email?
We've tried the email. It's not.
You might...
How about changing your password? You know there's a part where it says, did you forget your password or something? Have you clicked on that to change your password and try again?
Okay, I should change the password.
Yes. And try again, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that when I
talk. All right, great.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you, too. I think someone should get Pamela's number, too, so that just in case we can find help for him through some of our experts.
Mm. Mm-hmm. On WhatsApp, Feeny says, good morning, the techies. I tried calling in, but... All right, Feeny, but we have you on WhatsApp now. And Feeny says, I want to look at cybersecurity relations to internet banking. I've been a victim. You open a new account with a bank, and hours later, there's an SMS of an internet transaction you did not generate.
Hmm.
My teenage brother had the same issue. And unwillingly gave out his OTP to the fraudster that called. They had all his details, BVN, everything. Hey. Once he gave the OTP, they began to clean out his account. Bear in mind that this was just hours after opening a new account with the bank. These internet fraudsters are very thorough. I don't think enough is being done to mitigate the reach of their tentacles. And somehow this worries me, especially when it comes to the banking sector. I think the bankers or the banking industry has to do so much when it comes to this cyber attacks in relation to internet banking.
That's right.
You know, you see messages. I mean, you had this experience one time where immediately money entered your account. You got a call. And this person was telling you how much was in your account.
Yeah.
And obviously, this person wasn't from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But this person had information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like saying that somehow there's an in-house person from the banks.
Yeah.
You know.
Could be.
Could be.
Possibly. Because the truth, one of the banks...
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Okay, welcome back. 11:55 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techies, and yes, Techie Talk is live. I am Andrea Oduobi, Techie.
And I'm Collins. Techie. We'll wrap up with the messages we have. I was going to mention about I was entering the bank one day and the person said I should put down my name, my number, my address. I was like, what's this for in pen? He said, it's for contact tracing for COVID-19. I said, man, this is too much for me to drop. How do I trust who has access to this? How can I put my phone number, my name, my address online? And most Nigerians didn't care. They'd be like, they'll write it. It's not a big deal. But the truth is, you don't know what your data is used for. You see why that question always comes up? What is my data used for? What is my information used for?
That's right. Tobe here says, hello, Lutekers. Ransomware is real. Create awareness on it. Warning, when you lose your phone, call your phone provider to block that line first to block the OTP.
That's right.
And he says, in-house person from the bank or spyware from the victim's phone or thief has access to the email.
Well, next week on the show, which we'll do more about this, we'll talk about some of the security steps you can take. But the simple ones are, of course, make sure you change your password regularly, have a strong password, tell a story with your password that is unique to you, and be skeptical about links and attachments. Don't forget, don't just click on things because you want news or they write some caption. You're like, oh, click on it. Turn off anything you do not need, especially apps you do not need. Turn them off. Raise awareness, you know, let people know. Let people know about you, around you, and let them know what's going on. Use security softwares. There are a lot of security softwares that you can use to protect your app. Go on Google search. And then if you have a problem with your account, maybe your WhatsApp is hacked and things like that, you may not need to wait for an expert all the time. Go on Google. There's somebody's going to, you have information on how you can recover your password, recover your WhatsApp if it's hacked. You can learn more as a person about cybersecurity, because the more information you know, the better for you and the better for the people around you.
That's right. Messages are still trooping in and our time is fast spent. Do we have time to peek any other call or take messages? Do we?
Well, let's squeeze a call and then maybe message two before we run away.
Hello?
Hello. You're the last caller. Quickly.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're
I specialize in recovering people, so even if they hack you, I can help you back. As long as you've done one or two things, maybe you attached your number to it.
Okay.
There's a way I do it. You can never hack me. It's not possible. Once you hack me, I collect it back.
All right.
That's the way I do it.
We'll get your number. Just hang on there. We'll follow up with you, all right?
All right.
What's your name?
Just look where.
Jason Lokwe, all right.
Okay.
We'll get your number. All right, great.
Thank you. Daniel from Mikorodu says, I used to work in a bank where someone was giving out information to fraudsters and also resetting PIN on mobile app.
Wow. Wow. You see? So that means there's really hardly, the weakest link is not even online. It's the one you give out. Absolutely.
We need to step out of the studio right now as News at 12 comes up shortly afterwards. Sunnyside with the Joys would be live. But for now, we'll be saying our goodbyes. We're hoping that it was a very enlightening conversation that we had today on Techie Talk.
Yeah, I mean, all the information I enjoyed listening to the contributions, and I hope someone has learned something new today.
That's right. We'll stop talking about cybersecurity and how that we can stay safe.
Absolutely.
In this space of...